Hey everybody, this is Shane Owens, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
If the 4-H Club and the FFA were the only local gangs where you grew up, if the grocery store was an 8-mile ride and your mailman drove from the passenger side of his own truck, and if you know the melody and all the words to love live to me, and every Baptist hymn that's ever been sung, then you know where I'm coming from. Did you ever wish that you'd never been born, hoeing weeds in a field of corn while summer passed you by? Have you ever heard a pressure cooker scream while your mom and granny canned green beans in mid-July? Well, if you remember how it felt, the sting of truth from a leather belt, if your daddy made you pay for what you've done, then you know where I'm coming from. You know exactly how it feels to catch a flathead on a Zepco reel, and how your buddy's gonna laugh if he gets on. And you know how green alfalfa smells, and how that hayloft gets as hot as hell, and how your muscles burn with every bell you toss. And if you grew up in a place where you couldn't eat till you said grace, whatever mama cooked, you ate your song, then you know where I'm coming from. When I say yes sir and thank you ma'am, right away you understand a lot about the way that I was raised. A simple man who still believes that hard work, faith and family are virtues we could use more of these days. And common sense is in short supply, criminals have all the rights, and I'll die before I let them take my guns. Now you know where I'm coming from. Now you know where I'm coming from.
Another sweet, another artist, Shane Owens. How you doing?
I'm doing great today, man. How are you?
Yeah, tell me, I spoke to you last year. Lots been happening for you this year.
Yeah, we got a brand new single on the radio. It's doing real well, so we're excited.
Because you've been releasing over in Europe as well, haven't you, on Hot Disc?
Yes, sir. We've getting quite a bit of airplay, and we'll take it anywhere we can get it.
Of course, of course. And you've been doing lots of live dates and, you know, your own shows, supports and that type of thing?
Yeah, we've been out doing quite a few dates, and we're hoping to add a lot more and just get our music out there to these country music fans. And I've been on the bill with Randy Travis. I got to do the tribute show with him.
And I saw the picture. That must have been a treat and an honor.
It was. What an honor. And then, you know, Gene Watson, John Anderson, just a couple of the more traditional legendary artists, to be able to get out there with those artists and kind of learn as we go, you know, because I'm a younger artist, and I learn a lot from them.
Because you are still a traditionalist in the style of country music that you perform.
Absolutely. My passion for traditional country music is what keeps me going, and I'm hoping one day that the pendulum toward traditional country music swings back our way.
Well, I think it's definitely been on the move. Whether it'll completely go back to, I mean, Randy changed it and brought it back into line in the early 90s, and maybe you can do it in the late 2000s.
Well, we hope so. We're going to do our best. We're going to give it our best shot, and hopefully there's some our country music fans that believe in what we're doing and accept us.
It's just that killer song you got to find. When you get that killer song, it just changes everything.
It does. You know, you can sit and write a million songs and maybe just one of them be a hit.
Yeah. Well, it's a killer one. I think, you know, on the other hand, Randy Travis did. I mean, that was just just out of the box, and it said everything, you know.
Well, at the end of the day, it is all about a song, you know. Yeah. There's a lot of singers out there that come to Nashville to live a dream, but like you said, if you can get a hold of that song, that one song that kind of catapults you, and that's all it takes.
Have you traveled to Europe at all?
I have not been, but I'd love to go.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing for you to do, because the UK, although they like the new country, they still prefer the traditional country, that's for sure.
Well, I'd love to go, so...
We'll see if we can work something out somewhere.
Make it happen.
Yeah, that's good. So is there a new album in the making, or is it out?
Well, we're gonna try to ride this one out for a little while, because it's not brand new, but it's not too old either. So we're always looking for material. I've got a lot of writing sessions set up with some of the best songwriters up here and friends that I've met through the years. But we're always looking for material, and we're always looking to cut the next record. So we got to get to work.
Yeah, are you living here now?
I commute back and forth. I'm only 6 hours from Nashville. And
where are you?
Alabama.
Okay, all right. Whereabouts?
I'm right in the edge of Alabama and Florida. I can be at the beach in 50 minutes from the house.
Is it Orange Beach?
Oh, it's Panama City.
Oh,
Beach.
Panama City Beach.
Yeah, so
very nice too.
Yeah,
I've been doing some traveling in Alabama the last couple of years and really enjoy it there. I think it's a great state.
It'll always be home to me. It is.
Yeah, I'm sure. There's some great stuff there. Do a lot in Muscle Shoals myself.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Muscle Shoals quite a few times. In Alabama, we know how to hunt, fish, and we love Alabama football.
There you go. So you obviously must have lots of ambitions that you still got to achieve. And what's some of the top of the list?
Well, like I said a while ago, everybody wants a hit. I'm still... working on my first. I want to get at least a top 10. I've had a top 40 before, but I've never had a top 10. And I would love to have a number one. That would be an overwhelming thing to have happen. But we're just going to dream big and keep writing country songs and let the chips fall where they may.
That's brilliant. Shane, I just wish you all the best. We want to see you over there. I want to get your music more played in Europe, which we always do, and your videos as well. Have you got a new video out?
We just got through cutting some footage for All the Beer in Alabama. We're going to approach that in a different manner. It won't be a full-length video. It's just going to be some clips we shot for social media and things like that. But, you know, maybe we can have a – maybe All the Beer in Alabama will be that song.
I don't know. It's a good song. I played it last week on our show, so I know how good the song is, you know. So it's we wish you well on that.
Well, thank you so much.
Good.
Hey, everybody. This is Shane Owens, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
She left the light on. She was waiting up, looking out the window for my pickup truck. And when I walked in, it got under my skin when she asked what was her name. Of all things, she could have nailed me for staying out late, drinking with the boys, shooting at eight ball, losing track of time. Dang it, I forgot to call. But what hurts me most is that she lost faith. Thought I broke the vows we made. When all the beer in Alabama couldn't get me drunk enough to even think twice about someone else's love. I shouldn't blame her, it ain't her fault. I never found a straight line that I could walk. When I slipped on that ring, I made a list of things I promised her I'd quit. And I'll admit, she could have nailed me for staying out late, drinking with the boys, shooting that eight ball, losing track of time. Dang it, I forgot to call. But what hurts me most is that she lost faith. Thought I broke the vows we made. When all the beer in Alabama couldn't get me drunk enough to even think twice about someone else's love. didn't want to hear the truth. She could have nailed me for staying out late, drinking with the boys, shooting at a ball, losing track of time. Damn it, I forgot to call. But what hurts me most is that she lost faith. Thought I broke the vows we made. When all the beer in Alabama couldn't get me drunk enough to even think twice about someone else's love. She left the light on. She was waiting.